two hospitals, two cultures. The first story begins when my friend went with a team of colleagues to visit Hospital 1 and were warmly greeted at the front door by a man in a top hat. Inside, they saw the usual information desk and waiting area, but also spaces available to the community for such things as weddings and cooking classes. As they toured the hospital, they got the impression this hospital was like a 5-star hotel. On their tour, they happened to bump into Hospital 1's CEO, who welcomed them and asked if he could help them in any way. He chatted with them for a half hour and shared his vision and philosophy. During the rest of the tour, they asked the employees about the CEO. People at the lowest levels talked as if they had a personal relationship with the man. They also spoke with pride about the vision and values of the hospital. Clearly, people were unified and felt good about what they were doing. Their every word and action seemed to convey that they were fully committed to the hospital's success. There was a positive culture that seemed to focus, unify, and animate them. My friend and his associates left deeply impressed. While they were all doctors who have spent their lives in hospitals, it was clear that they had just observed a hospital that exceeded their expectations. They had just encountered a truly positive organization. Shortly thereafter, my friend was dropped off at the front door of his own hospital. We'll call it Hospital 2. Given his recent visit to Hospital 1,